This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just before traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or decline slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at GasBuddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.56 to $2.69 per gallon. The holiday season is upon us, and that means it's time to go and see the lights. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Holiday light displays begin this week across the state, and with more, here's Logan Roke of Travel Wisconsin.
These are wonderful volunteer-led displays of fantastic pops of color, a ton of big ones to check out, and it's these fantastical light displays. So really, you got a lot of options throughout the state.
A full list of holiday lights and other events is available on the Travel Wisconsin website.
Kohl's is set to have its third CEO change since 2018. Current chief of the Menominee Falls-based company, Tom Kingsbury, stepped down in January. Ashley Buchanan, the CEO of Michael's company, will take the helm. He brings retail experience from Walmart and Sam's Club. The leadership change comes as Kohl's is dealing with sluggish sales. Medicare open enrollment is a prime opportunity for scammers. Lisa Hale has more.
The Medicare open enrollment period is currently going on until Saturday, December 7th. It allows beneficiaries to evaluate and make changes to their Medicare plan. Also during this time, scammers like to target the beneficiaries. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
So seniors and caretakers should be cautious of scams and frauds during this time.
Reinen says Medicare, like other governmental agencies, will not try calling you unless you call them first.
They'll return calls in response to a situation, but then you aren't going to have to do that verification and hand over your personal information or banking information.
To report government agency scammers, you can contact the DATCP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone, email, or through their website.
Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health, or OCMH, has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov. Wisconsin is near the top of the list for dam failures in the past 20 years. Lisa Hale has more.
A recent report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the past 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as an overall aging infrastructure. You may remember back in July, the erosion around a dam in Manawa in Wapaka County caused a breach that resulted in flash flash flooding and an evacuation of residents. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional television. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
It's Cyber Monday, and Wisconsin's Better Business Bureau warns you to be wary when shopping online. Watch out for false advertising and phony websites. Shop with trustworthy sellers on secure sites only. Keep your antivirus software up to date. Take advantage of rewards and loyalty programs and use your credit card. Understand return policies and watch out for phishing scams. You can always look for the BBB seal to shop with confidence. Report online scams and find out more at BBB.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers get ready for Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Lions Thursday night at Ford Field. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, was it weird holding a Wednesday type of practice on a Sunday afternoon?
Definitely. It is definitely a weird week, and it was weird to wake up and know that there's other football games today. So it doesn't feel like Sunday, but like I said, we're treating it like a Wednesday.
NBA, the Bucks are now 10-9 after beating the Washington Wizards over the weekend. Up next, they host the Detroit Pistons tomorrow night at Five Sir Forum. The Bucks have won 6 in a row. College hoops, the Badgers with a 74-53 win over Chicago State. Tomorrow night, they'll face the Wolverines at the Kohl Center.
We know now we jump back into deep water Tuesday night with league play opening up, and got a really good Michigan team coming in here. So we'll use Sunday and Monday to prep for that. Get ready to, like I said, jump into Big Ten play.
That's Wisconsin's head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 20s with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop down to around 12 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming a little breezier in the afternoon with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.